Right, we can speak a little bit tonight about Moshe Rabbeinu and the incident with Aaron and Miriam in getting a proper perspective, understanding of that. First, speak a little bit about a previous pasuk, the parasha that I once spoke about years ago in a different te context over here. Pasuk states that when the Rebbe Shlom chose the Levium, place of the Bechorim, they had to redeem all the Bechorim and so forth to the Levium. And then the Torah says a pasuk over here, the Rebbe Shlom makes a statement and says that and I will take the Levium, tachas kol b'chor b'nei Yisrael, the place of all the Bechorim, the ethnos ha-Levium, and I will give the Levium, nesunim la'aron u'levonav, under the supervision of Aaron and his sons, like I spoke about last week, if you remember. Each one had different control over certain kohos, Gershom, Merari, and so forth. B'toch b'nei Yisrael, taking them out from b'nei Yisrael. What? La'avodah es avodas b'nei Yisrael. To the avodah for the b'nei Yisrael, which is avodah the Mikdash. Not all the Jews are going to be there to say the Shir Shagayim. They take care of the Shuorim, the Shorim, the all the Avodah of the Levium that they have to take care of, the Kalim and so forth. Ulechaper Bnei Yisrael, that's going to be a kapara for Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, Bnei Yisrael Negev. There won't be any plague if they will adhere to this particular Seder, order, system that I'm making. When Begeshet Bnei Yisrael El HaKodesh, when they come to the Kodesh, there won't be any problem. The portion asks in this particular pasuk, Rashi brings it right away. Why did the pasuk have to reiterate and mention five times Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Kapra of Bnei Yisrael, the Negev of Bnei Yisrael, the Geshem of Bnei Yisrael. Without the mention of Bnei Yisrael, we know who we talk about too. Why is it necessary to mention Bnei Yisrael by each one of them? What's Pshat? So if you recall, Rashi says over here, I mentioned Bnei Yisrael over here, that five times. Chomesh Pa'amim, he says over here, that the Klal Yisrael, in a sense over here, the Choshuv, the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Why is the concept of Bnei Yisrael to Chamisha Chumshei That's what Rashi says, it brings in some Medrash. And the Medrash mentioned that particular point that the like a din of mamish ישראל, לכריסת הידיע, שנכפלו, בתיירה, כדי תשאויו, that the minute of Mishkum Shetar. Hakar Ishi says, I saw this in a Medrash Rashi Fell. Well, he says, what is the connection over here? And interestingly, the Malaturim also picks it up and says different. The Chayra different than the Medrash. Malaturim says, why five times Bnei Yisrael? Because it alludes to five different categories of Jew. You have the Kohen, you have the Levi, you have the Yisrael, that's the first three among the Tahirim, so to speak, Kedoshim. Then there's Gerim, the people that come in from other nations, that become a Ger Tzedek, becomes a Jew. But there are still differences between the Ger and the Kohen, the Ger and the Levi, the Ger and the Yisrael. I'm not going to go into the halachos now, but there still are certain differences. And also the fifth category is Avodah Meshuchrorim, person that becomes a Jew from an Eved Kenani that was freed. This is Ki'icha, and automatically becomes a full-fledged Jew. So these are not these are nationalized, so to speak, as you say, the Havdol in secular studies, not born Jews, but they became Jews. But they are a category of Jew, and various halakhos that they have in intermingling of Jews. Fourth Perek Kedushin talks about that to an extent. We're not going to go to the halakhos now. So, is the Balaturim saying something different than Rashi, than the Medrash? And what is the message of the Balaturim? The Yisoid over here. So I was thinking to say, without to understand a little bit the concept of Anivus of Moshe Rabbeinu, which I want to bring out right away. Very interesting, because when the Pasuk says that Moshe didn't answer at all, when Aaron and Miriam spoke about him, even to his face, and the portion ring, passion, and behind his back, didn't answer. So the Baruch Shalom answered. As the Chazal say in Brochus, the Baruch Shalom Nemtzachon, Jewish means he takes the part of a tzaddik, of a Talmud Chacham, and they talk about him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevakesh Kvoidai. Baruch Shalom answers for him. Be careful, the Gemara says, don't start up. But the Baruch Shalom is going to answer for him. He won't answer. He's an honor. He won't answer. Come on, Brochus, that's your test. So, members, you could say over here, I think, take the Chavisha Gubshe Torah. Are they all the same? Chavisha Gubshe Torah, not all the same. Bereshit, you have three mitzvahs. Shemais, you have 100 plus in 2014. In Vayikra, it's 247. Bamidbar is 56. In Devarim is 200. And different parts of the Chumash, it's different importance and so forth, different mitzvahs and so forth. However, the Chumash and Chumash Torah are one entity. If a letter is missing in Chumash and Chumash Torah, it's possible, no matter if it's in Bereishis or Shmois or Vayikra or Bamidbar Dvarim. And not only that, even if the letter is a letter of an ayin from the word Esau, an ayin, and that's missing from the Torah, you can't, it's possible. But Esau, you do Torah without Esau too, that wrong. So all right, well, why should that say? There's an idea of Kedushas HaTorah, that's it's one entity in itself. You cannot separate and make a piece of Torah, this is more important than that. In fact, there's a big machloikis, even by standing up, we had Yom Tov Shavuos now, that Aseres HaDibros. You know that people stand up on Aseres HaDibros. There are those that hold certain portion, achreidim and shreidim hold, that you do not stand up. You can't single out one parsha that is greater than the other. If you stand up by the whole lining. Don't stand up for one parsha. But the Yevet, if you want to stand up by the beginning of the parsha until the end of the parsha. But not Vedafki for Hazaras Nadibus. And by the Shira and so forth, there's a whole big machlokes on that. I don't want to go into it now, Halacha. There's different reasoning back and forth about doing it or not doing it. Because the idea is not to show Chas v'Shalom that any piece of the Torah is more important than the other piece of the Torah. Torah's Kulei is one chaticha. Like the menorah was one made out of one fashion, one piece. Mikshohi. So I say my point I want to bring out tonight is that that's what Rashi is saying, and that's what the Baal HaTurim is saying in a different way, like Rashi. What Rashi is saying over here, the Medrash, take for example over here, Rashi said, Nisunim Li, two times, Nisunim. He took the Levim. Moshe, from Shevet Levi was the Melech. Aaron from Shevet Levi was the Kohen. And the whole Shevet Levi had all the Kiddushin and Mishkan and the Mikdash. People begin to think, who are we? Second citizens, second class citizens. We're not first class citizens. Do we have the same Kiddushin? Do we have the same rights? In fact, it says, Vazor HaKorev Yumos. Anybody that's a stranger, the Zor, that's not the Levi or anything. It comes closer to the Kodesh over there. It's Yumas. He's Mechui Mis, according to the Shemayim. The point over here is, Moshe was telling you five times in the Yisrael that a person has to know Yochel Kalodah Miyas Kimoshe. Everybody is like the army. The famous story, I'll bring it out with this point. The famous story told about the Chaim Vrishka that I saw it in the Sefer on the Shalshalashalbris, where when Yom Kippur, at night they have to call Nidre, the Olim sat down, they start to say Tillim and so forth, and it's very close to midnight, and they're still saying, maybe you want to stay a whole night in Shul, saying Tillim, and my mother saw everything. They want to go to sleep for Yom Kippur. And Chaim Vrishka took a look, and he saw the richest guy in town. He's also there. And his doctor to him. And he's saying the whole night there. He goes over to him and he says, Geyahim Shluf, go to sleep. Come back tomorrow. And then he says, I'm kidding. He said, oh, no. And he said, Jerusalem has an army, he says. Take an army. You have field soldiers. You have tank soldiers. There are those that are what do you call it, pilots and so forth. There are different segments and areas in the army. If one guy says he's in the field artillery and he wants to become a tank man, he goes over to the tanks, he wants to join over there, he's court-martialed. You have your, that's your thing, you have to do it. That's your job, that's your thing. He says, you're the richest man in Vilna, he says. Your job is to see that it should be able to sit and learn, that you should support Yusha. Moshe gave you the money that you should be the Faraday's the cloud. You should take care of the Olam. You could sleep. Your job is to sleep and to pay money, give the money and so forth. They haven't got that. They have to sit and learn. And he made him go home. But the story brings over there. He said it's poshut go home Hashem Shemayim, and that you come back and the next day by the appeal, by this, by the Yiskur, you give the money. What you're supposed to do. That's your place in the army of the Baruch Shalom. Tzvo Hashem. That's what he told me. The Pshat is what the Baruch Shalom says over here is B'nai Yisrael five times. You're all Chamisha Gushei Torah. Just like Bereishis, Shmois, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Bamidbar are all the same in Dvorim. We can't pick one and the other. Can't take out ourselves the difference and say, this is it. In fact, there's a Gemara in Brachos that says also that they wanted to be Masakh, the Kahanim couldn't daven the whole thing. They were busy with the Avoida. They should say that Seres HaDibris. And the Chacham said, no, not to do it. Because I mean him. They'll say that what? Oh, the only important thing is Seres HaDibris. That's the important one. The rest of the Torah is not so important. See, every word is, every voice, every letter is Kodesh Kodesh. That's the Yisrael Chamisha Chumshei Torah. That's an Yisrael Ak Chamisha Chumshei Torah. You're not a Levi. You're not a Kohen. You're only a Ger. 45 times it says to take care of the Ger. To mechaber the Ger and so forth. Therefore, you being that particular in your area and so forth, the best you could do is Yochid Kolodiyos Kemoisha. You're like the Kohen or Levi. It doesn't make any difference. I need a Kohen Levi duty avoided. There's a reason why I took him. Moshe, because he was Kabbalah's Torah, and Aaron, because he lost the Kohuna, he gave it to Aaron, and the Levi, because of the Moshe with the Eagle, because it's minus, Africa is minus. But that doesn't mean that they're better than you. That doesn't mean that they're lower than you. That means that you can't rise just like they rise. Yireh Hashem, Baruch Hashem. If you adhere to all the responsibility, obligations, duties that the Jew has, and so forth, the mitzvah of Matan Torah, what you are mechayev to do, then you have that same level without being the kohen levi. That's Pshat Chamishim Shetayim, and that's what the Balei Torah is saying. He's saying kohen levi Yisrael, ger. And Eved Mishuchel is all the same. All B'nai Yisrael. Don't pick out the Kohen is better than the Ger. Even though the Ger can't marry the Kohen, that's another pshat. Because the Moshe said, Kohen has a bit of Kedusha in doing the Avoida. So I don't want the Ger to mix in over there, that the Avoida of issues and so forth. But that doesn't mean that as a human being he's better. And the mensch that could develop himself in Kiddusha, in Tahara, in what you call in the Ruchnius, religious observance, he's just as good as the Kohen Gadol. Just as good as the Kohen Gadol, that says. It's brought down, even when that Mamta Tamut Chochem is quite in the Kohen Gadol of Oretz, even on a higher level. The Mamzer is a lower level of an Yisrael, and can't even mix with other Yisrael and so forth. Well, that's a din and issues. There shouldn't be any mixture of Tumah with Tahar and so forth. But also Mensch, Talmud Chochem, is Mount Talmud Chochem, is more than the Kohen Gadol of Moritz. He knows more than the Kohen Gadol. He's more mechabed him than the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, the person that developed in his, where he is, to become the best he can do. And therefore, he's just as equal as all the others. So the Pasuk actually wants to bring out, don't feel bad over here. Nobody should be disappointed. As says Pirkei Avos. Don't give up because you see that you're not like a Kohen, you're not a Levi, etc., etc. Okay? Because the Pshat is just equal as everybody else in that sense. And that's the end of the Kedusha of the Kohen. We come to Moshe Rabbeinu. By Onov, it's an interesting pasuk over here. I said Moshe Rabbeinu didn't answer himself. He didn't comment at all when they said to him. Didn't answer at all. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, we are Hashem. And Larry said, oh, what are you talking against? Moshe Rabbeinu, are you talking? He's speaking against Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo took his part. And the Pasuk stresses on its own. The Pasuk just mentions, in a sense, over here, that what does that mean? Who said that? Who said that? Moshe didn't say that. Who said that? Previous Pasuk says over here, by Yomer. When he said Ach Moshe, they said Kabbalah Dibur Hashem. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu separate from his wife, etc., etc.? Ayishma Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu heard what they said. They said Moshe Rabbeinu, and not only that, their particular saying what he said was, we also Nevi'im. We didn't separate from our wives, but we were accusing him of like a gaiva, so to speak. You hear? Because you thought you're big enough, you can't be with your wife already because you're an army when you talk to the Baruch Shalom. We don't sell, and we didn't sell. So it's like accusing another of being a MacGyver. Even that didn't faze Moshe Rabbeinu. He accused an emissary of he's a MacGyver. MacGyver has no meaning to whatsoever. It goes in one ear, goes out the other ear. So Vayishma Hashem, and the Boy Nishalom said the Torah, right? The next verse, Vayishma Hashem, and then it says, Vayish, Moshe, honor be yoid, the statement the Torah makes. And the word honor is ayin nun vav. Yud is left out. Honor. Ayin nun vav. It should be ayin nun yud vav. Honor. Chosen. And the Boshim said that. Vish Moshe honor. Because of Shabbat. The Balaturim brings over here. The Balaturim says, not in the Balaturim. Says that when he didn't listen to them. So he said the word onov, ayin nun vav, adds up to 126. Ayin is 70, nun is 50, and vav is 6. So he says Moshe Rabbeinu was in the har in heaven 126 days. The first 6 days are mentioned in Shmoyis Kof Dalet Hezayin. He went up the first 6 days before he came down in the Torah. Then 3 times 40. First time, they broke the Luchos, the second time he was followed, and the third time to get the Luchos. So 3 times 40, 120, then 6. 126 days. The Ramas, Ishmoisha Honor Beyoy, the person that was in heaven, portioned with the Boyshtam, that's the honor of Beyoid. That mamish, not like above a human being already in that sense, at that particular point, in that sense. Then the Balei HaToisus say also, because of honor. If you take the word honor without the yud, and it's ayin nun vav, and each letter could be spelled out as a word. Ayin. How do you spell the letter ayin if you want to write it out? Ayin, ayin, yud, nun. That is up to 130. Nun is nun vav nun. It's 106. 130, 106 is 242. And then you have the vav is two vavs. It's 12. It comes out altogether. 342 comes out to 248. Up to 248, Ramach Eivorim. They say that's a Balei HaToisus say the concept of Nivus is the Mach Eivorim. That throughout permeates the whole makeup of the person is an Onov. Like, in fact, one of the 48 ways that a person could be coined a Torah is Loi Magis Liboy the Talmudai. A person could be a MacGyver independently, without even mixing with people or giving it over to people or throwing it at people. He could be a MacGyver in his makeup. That's the concept of Magus Levi B'Talmudai. He learned a lot of Torah and so forth, and he walks around and feels good for himself. He feels like he's a great guy and so forth. That's MacGyver. It doesn't affect anybody else, nothing at all. We have the most of Gaiva, we always have Gaiva's over another person. In Mizgoya, you begrudge somebody else and so forth. You, everything comes to you, not to him, and et cetera, No, you're not doing anybody, just that he feels great. That's also, that's not an Anivus. Say Anivus, zone of Ayin Nun Vav, permeates the 248 organs of the body. Ramach Eivor, Ayin Nun Vav. Adding it up, we saw I and Vav. That was the concept they say over here in the meaning of honor. And so I want to say that shot of your Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Moshe Ono Beyoid because Moshe Rabbeinu Adoma, that a person knows. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he went up to take the Torah. 126 days in the he knew that person knows where he's at, what his level is. But despite the fact that a person knows. And he said, "Lo Magis Liboy B'Talmudai." He knows he learned a lot of Torah, but it doesn't bring him to It doesn't affect him and cause him that it should feel himself greater as an individual. He always feels that he's still a human being, the frailty when he has to talk to the Rabbi Yisrael. But he's still what to call the Ayin Borsa, learn to Hailech. They meet out to the different Cheshbon and so forth. What is the person? What are you going to be? Where is he going to end up? What is he? I mean, and then, which means I could always do more, find more. Like Yechon Ben Zakkai says in Pirkei Avos, the second parent, don't think that you're great and so forth. You're created for that purpose. So the more you can do, you got to do more. So the more the person is at a higher level, he sees and feels how high a person could go, then he have to try for more and more. And it could be he looks at the other guy that at a much lower level, but he couldn't go that high as he. And so he accomplished as much as he could. He's better than Moshe Rabbeinu because he went as high as he could. He can't go any higher. So the concept of anivus has to be permeate the whole makeup of the person, the whole body of the person. And not to say one is better than the other, one piece is better than the other part is better. Like I said, each one of the Jews is Yisrael. When he's a ger, when he's a shukha, no matter what he is, it's still the same kedusha, and he can same could rise to the same heights, same accomplishments. And his area, what he is, he can be the Moshe Rabbeinu. And that particular concept over here. And that's what the time that he brought out over here. And that's what Enes, what Moshe Rabbeinu alluded to, I would say. I'm going to end with this. That's what he really alluded to when he, just to prove my point, that he said when over here by the, when they were the slav and they made a whole tumult and the Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid they're going to kill him and so forth. Moshe said, take the 70. And they get the Zakenim, and I'm going to give them the slav and so forth. So when they came together, Elder the Maiden, the Maiden of the Machna, remember the whole story there, they weren't chosen. The young two were left out, and they said the Vias, Moshe Mesh, Yeshua Machnas. And the Vias knows that, of course, the Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's not going to go to Yisrael and so forth. So Yeshua Ben Nun, as the devoted Talmud, couldn't take it. He said, are they any Moshe Klein? Destroy them. What kind of thing is this over here? Put them in prison. Rashi said over here. Moshe, what did Moshe Rabbeinu answer him? I'm a Kanatari. He's jealous of me. Halavai Kalami saw me to be. They should all be to be. He says, he doesn't say I'm a Kanatar Bishvili. You're taking my, you want to help me out and tell me that? You're jealous of me then, because that's not what I want. I want they should all be Nevi'im. Adonai, all be great and strive for higher grade, higher levels, and so forth. Each one of his on his own level could accomplish could do. And the kind of told me, Tain Rashi says, "Oh, we call Hashem, Hashem Nevi'im." Which made had that point that was cool in the sense of understanding what the human being is. As a Kavya Valala said, this parent this week. Where do you come from? Where are you going? And so forth. He said, everybody's the same in that sense. So whatever it is, what's enough for me? He says, if the Vim is out of it's also the Vim. And in fact, it's even better for me to be in the Vim. Because I can go on a higher level too. Because when they made the Egel, Moshe said, Lech Rei. I don't need a Moshe Rabbeinu. Go down for me your greatness. The more brokers, Lamed Beis. That particular sense. So we see that the concept of the here that the he says in Zvokim are part of the Piador. The leader is like the generation. If a generation has greatness, they need a man like Shmuel. But in Shmuel, the more Medrash says, if you would have been in the generation of Yiftach, he'd be nothing. Shmuel Hanovi, without Moshe Rabbeinu. But he was too big for that generation. He couldn't coordinate, couldn't operate. They needed what you call Yiftach HaGiloti. It was enough for them. So the point of Yiftach, they couldn't recognize it. They couldn't accept such a rebbe. It was too great for them. That's the match. Apparently, it's the Fi Hador. We need it like the Dora. Moshe Rabbeinu said, let them all be the Fiyim. So I don't have to be bigger. I can go. I have to grow too. He didn't say that I'm the greatest. No. If they're in the VM, then I'll be able to go higher. He knew he had to go higher. Christ must go higher. No such thing as stopping by elocution until he died. Rashi brings over there by elocution. Christ has to constantly try to strive, whether sick or old or frail and so forth. There's no thing as I completed. I'm perfect today. No such thing as perfection. That's the pshat over here. That all has the same kedusha, and that's what Shabbat said about Nevis over here, where the and as the Kotzker Rebbe said, the emissary on of Taki doesn't even feel anything when you tell him, because by him it's ingrained in his bones. Machayvorim, as the Balei HaTosfos say, that the person what he is can always rise higher, and therefore whatever I am, what do you mean? That doesn't make me any big shot. And Megis people the Talmudai. That made me a big shot. I said, go higher and so forth. Am I better than anybody else? He might be better than me. Because he went as high as he could. I didn't. That's the pshat of an order. Recognize the other person, the kafskus, that he might even be better than he is in that sense. That's the same as we say in the concept of anivus. Honor from that particular point of Vishvaisha. And that's what Rav Avita says in Perek Yovah, the fourth Perek. Ruach, Shetikvas. What I'm saying the whole night, the whole tikva, the whole what's the future of the person? Rima, run out to Hailech, where are you going? That's what that itself should make you. Yoid, Yoid, to make you the constant of anivus, or humbleness and humility. And from humbleness, humility comes, as we say, Yerushimayim, because of the Uzaifa, because of the humbleness and humility, and that's the price you can claim the Torah in Yerushimayim.
I don't know what's going to be with Sunday, so I
What?
don't know what's going to be with Sunday, so I'll
Well,
have to let them know.
we'll have to announce
What
tomorrow.
Sunday? Sunday, there might be a problem with
Might be
Sunday.
a
I
problem
don't know,
Sunday
so
in
we have to
graduation.
see.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Oh, Sunday.
Message.
Okay, Shkoyach.
There.
He'll send the message. That's what I'll speak.
Okay, Shkoyach.
Okay.